MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, March 26, 2024. Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. An April start date for the Lynn Ferry to Boston. Essex Tech enrollment more diverse. Beverly's McPherson Youth Center will be expanding. Overcast, mid to upper 30s today, high tide Gloucester Harbor, 1:01 p.m. The Lynn Commuter Water Ferry to Boston has a restart date for 2024. The Daily Item is reporting ferry service will resume Monday, April 29, and run through October 31. The ferry runs Monday through Friday, but beginning on May 25, it will also run on Saturdays. The McPherson Youth Center in Beverly will be getting $1 million for renovations. The Salem News reports today that the Youth Center is a collaboration with the city and the YMCA. The money is coming from legislation from the federal government. The renovation will double the size of the building to 4,000 square feet. The Danvers School Committee heard last night from Mike Landers, who is the town's representative on the Essex Tech School Board. Landers told the committee that Essex Tech has been successfully recruiting a more diverse student population.
And I will tell you that the focus that we have had as a subcommittee has been to try to find ways to increase the number of students within certain groups coming into that school, so that we've been able to increase the diversity in an attempt to try to diversify the student body as best possible. We've had some outreach into communities like Peabody and Salem, Gloucester, in an attempt to try to access kids who have multiple languages within their home, and to try to make the application process and the admissions process easier for those kids. And that did pay some dividends in this particular year's acceptance class, and that we have once again increased our diversity. Fairly certain that our school, I can't give you the exact numbers, but the Voc Tech school is more diversified, I think, than any community except for Salem.
We'll have more with Mike Landers later in North Shore Today Extra as he talks more about the relationship with Essex Tech and the town of Danvers. Lynn State Representative Dan Cahill is the chair of the Joint Committee on Environment and Natural Resources. He tells MSO News that one of the current topics being addressed in hearings is plastics.
I think for this legislative session, the big topics are plastic and the use of plastic, whether it be for single-use plastic bottles, plastic bags, plastic straws, plastic everything, and what to do with it. We have some legislation, a lot of different bills in front of us, probably the biggest topic of conversation for bills filed by other legislators was around this issue. And committee took some really good testimony this year. We've heard from advocates, we've heard from haulers, we've heard from producers. And I'm hopeful that we can put together and craft legislation that aims at trying to reduce our reliance on plastics, also ensuring that these products are being recycled and especially not thrown out into the environment like we have seen on our roadways and bridges and sidewalks. It drives me crazy going down some of these highways and streets and seeing all this trash everywhere. But
that's 10th Essex State Representative Dan Cahill from Lynn. And today at the State House, there is a hearing on a ballot proposal to audit the legislature. Salem News State House reporter Christian Wade writes today that the ballot proposal was brought forward by State Auditor Diana DiZoglio. The auditor is expected to testify, as are other supporters of the proposal. Sports next with Bill Newell.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website. This is MSO Sports bringing voice to the North Shore. The Celtics lost in Atlanta last night to the Hawks, 121-18. The Bruins were off last night. They'll play in Florida tonight against the Panthers. This is the second week of spring high school sports here on the North Shore. And be sure to check back to our website for updates and previews in the coming days ahead. Also, the North Shore and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk shows with Dom DeCastro will be posting on Thursday morning this week here on MSONewsSports.com. That's sports along with Rick Moore. Thanks so much for joining us here on North Shore Today. North Shore Today Extra is next.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
This is North Shore Today Extra. Today we're hearing from Mike Landers, who is the representative on the Essex Tech School Board from the town of Danvers. He presented last night to the Danvers School Committee on Essex Tech.
I'll start out with what I think is probably the best news that we've had in a while from a budgetary standpoint, and that is that the assessment request from the Voc-Tech Aggie School is about 2.47% above last year. So the assessment is more or less stable year over year, and that's a positive thing, and it's reflective of the attendance from the Danvers community, which is also sort of stabilized and actually went down slightly this year. So you know, we had some good results in regards to the budgetary standpoint, and that's been positive. In regards to this particular year's admissions, or at least applications, those are also relatively steady from the past year. I think we're about 150 roughly. Those aren't all from the Holton Richmond. There are a number of kids who are in other locations from Danvers that have also applied. I think it was about 138 was from the Holton Richmond. That's consistent with previous years. So assuming that the admissions process is consistent in regards to, you know, you get a certain number of admissions out of that same number of applications, we would also expect to see a steady number next year in regards to the enrollment, which should also hope to stabilize that budgetary item as well. I will give you just a little bit of an update in regards to my role on the admissions subcommittee. And I will tell you that the focus that we have had as a subcommittee has been to try to find ways to increase the number of students within certain groups coming into that school, so that we've been able to increase the diversity in an attempt to try to diversify the student body as best possible. We've had some outreach into communities like Peabody and Salem, Gloucester, in an attempt to try to access kids who have multiple languages within their home, and to try to make the application process and the admissions process easier for those kids. And that did pay some dividends in this particular year's acceptance class, and that we have once again increased our diversity. I'm fairly certain that our school, I can't give you the exact numbers, but the Voc-Tech school is more diversified, I think, than any community except for Salem in the as far as the sending communities. So that's been a focus. I know there's been quite a bit of conversation both on a local level in regards to quotas or to trying to come up with some type of a process that is going to be let's say less selective from the standpoint of maybe merit based, and trying to introduce some level of a lottery. And the school committee has been, and the administration has been very opposed to that at Essex Voc Tech. I think, as you know, on a local level, we've had a number of discussions about the value that a lottery might play in terms of Danvers, in regards to making sure that the number of students that are there from Danvers are best representative of the overall sort of population of the sending district. Really, when they talk about the lottery in this case, though, they're really talking about just trying to basically take away any of the more or less subjective measures in regards to the admissions process. And the board, although I have mixed feelings personally about that, the board's viewpoint has been that the state legislation that has been proposed and is sort of moving through the legislature right now is too much of a one size fits all, and probably is not necessarily the best situation for our particular district. But I do think that it's important for people to know, and I think I might have said this the last time, we do have a lottery, an admissions lottery, as it relates to the non-sending communities. So those kids who apply for purely from the agricultural side, the Essex County side, and there is a lottery in that situation. So it's sometimes a little tough for our administration to fight very, very hard against the lottery in terms of the sending districts, but to have a lottery and it's worked relatively well the last 2 years. But there are differences there, and I think those differences are important. Beyond that, I can tell you that in terms of the Danvers students that are there, by all accounts, they've done well. They continue to do well. They are a really important part of the school community. They're active in you know, all of the elements, both athletic and student government and some of the other stuff that they've got there. And so I think that as I've said to you before, I have two jobs really. My first job is to make sure that the students from Danvers are getting the best possible education that they can, and I continue to be comfortable and confident that that's happening. Then, of course, my other role is to try to find ways to keep that budget at least a manageable situation, so that we know where we're going to be year to year. And I'm not going to take any credit for this year's sort of lower number, but I do think that was positive, and it should be looked at that way. So that's sort of the update from this standpoint right now. And if you guys have any questions, I'm more than happy to try to answer them.
Mike, I just want to say thank you, because I feel like you always have the kids' best interest, but also very logical. And you also have Danvers, the town's best interest. And I'm sure that sometimes, you know, a little bit challenging because you're playing two different roles, but I really appreciate all the work and the way that you represent the community. So thank you.
Thank you. And I would be remiss if I didn't thank especially you, Alice, you and Alice and Robin, for your service as well. I really appreciate what you guys have done on behalf of, and I'm a bit envious. There is certainly a position at the Essex Voc Tech if either one of you are interested in taking it. So.
Oh no, we just reappointed you. You have like what, 2.5 more years of that.
Whatever again, if you want to, it's feel free. So.
Well, thank you. I can only speak for myself. I've enjoyed working with you and you.
Mike Landers, the representative from the town of Danvers on the Essex Tech School Board Committee, School Committee, and that aired on Danvers Public Access Television on their YouTube channel. This is North Shore Today Extra.